Welcome to Real Estate and You. I'm your host, Scott Allison. I've got some exciting news. I've got some people with TAR down here. I got Russell Berry running for an office. I've got some past presidents. We got some good information for you, folks. Russell Berry, how in the world are you, sir?
I'm great. I got to come to San Angelo, so what could be better?
Well, and thank you for being here. We had our Tree Pack golf tournament, and you literally suffered through it. In San Angelo, one day it's 80 degrees, the next day it's 35.
Well, I feel a little guilty. I probably brought the weather from the north. So today you guys can get back to your normal day.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. We started out kind of cold, and now look at today already.
It's beautiful. Beautiful day here.
You just never know. But what I really want to do, and I appreciate you taking your time to come on our show, is the San Angelo Association just endorsed you.
Yes, thank you.
So,
awesome.
And deservedly so. Tell us, will you explain a little bit to the people listening? They have no idea what TAR is, what it does, and why you would run for a position, a volunteer position, and spend your time and money and effort.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm glad you brought that up about the volunteer position because I do have a full-time job. My job is kind of like yours. I run 5 offices, 200 agents up in the Metroplex. We do real estate from commercial to leasing to residential sales. And so my job is to manage the agents. This job, and this is a full-time job at the Texas Association of Realtors, is basically to lead the Realtor Association on the state level. You know, you have a great association here in San Angelo, the San Angelo Association of Realtors, that I was lucky enough to be endorsed by today. Thank you very much.
Yes, you were.
Had some great, great people pulling the strings for me on the inside and carrying some water for me. Got to meet with everybody yesterday at the golf tournament, which was awesome. And I would have suffered through that if it was 30 degrees out. So did a great job.
You were a trooper, I'd say.
Thank you. It was a lot of fun and for a good cause, too. And so that's one of the things that the Texas Association of Realtors does for realtors is basically takes care of all their needs at the political front on the state level. So, you know, that's kind of hard for you to do just here on the local level.
Absolutely.
We have, you know, realtors or realtor champions from around the state that we want to make sure that we have a great climate to do business, that we elect the right people, and they take care of us as we're taking care of them. So on the state level, that's probably the number one thing we do is political advocacy. And so that's one of the reasons I'm running. That's my passion. And I've been lucky enough to get involved not only at my local level, state level, and also at the national level. I didn't get to say this morning, but a lot of people know this. I am the actual RPAC participation chair for the state of Texas.
Awesome.
And what that is a Realtor Political Action Committee. My job is to make sure that we have realtors participating in our PAC around the state. Now, that's very easy to do because here in Texas, we do that very well. But I'll tell you, in some places, they don't have a lot of people participating. In Virginia, I think it's like 12%.
Right.
Florida, 20%. We have over 50%. I think it was 54%, 55% last year of our realtors understand the value of protecting property rights. And that's not just for them and their industry. That's for everybody who owns property. So that's one of the great things that we do at the Texas Association of Realtors. Another thing is education. We have to make sure that our realtors are educated and they have the tools that they need to do their business. So great thing that we do is come up with classes and different continuing education things for the realtors so they know what's going on in other parts of the state and how they can benefit from that on the state level.
Well, one thing you just said too, Russell, I'm so proud of TAR, to be honest with you. And I had the opportunity to serve on some NAR committees and be a director this year and in the next mm-hmm. couple years. But one thing that I thought was the coolest is, do you remember when we came out, and I guess this has been several years ago now, and basically the buyer's agent couldn't see the seller's agent's closing?
Right.
Mm-hmm. And it was a problem.
Yeah, it was.
And TAR was the very first people that I know of. Immediately, Lori Levy got together, boom, and we came up with a form we could take the talk. It says, no, all parties can help each other and see what's going on.
Absolutely.
But when I was at our NAR meeting, they were still struggling with it a year later because the other states had no idea. That's how I think far ahead TAR is on a lot of levels with other things and what they do and why good leadership like we have behind you and they're going to talk a little bit too and what you're striving to do for TAR, how important it is
absolutely.
To our consumers.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, Lori Levy is the general counsel for the Texas Association of Realtors. Got to give her props because she is always on top of the leading edge of things that are happening in the real estate community. And you were talking about that one issue that we mm-hmm. had with not being able to see the other side of the deal. it's because other states aren't that strong in what they do, and they don't really know, you know, they let the legislators guide them instead of them guiding the legislatures. And so, you know, what Lori did and what TAR did was basically took a problem and figured out a way to solve it. So if you look in other states, it's crazy that, you know, sometimes we look at our contract, it's an 8-page contract with another page there for the commissions and the option money and things like that. We are continuing looking at that to make sure that the consumer is protected. There are states out there that have a 1-page or a 2-page contract. They don't address the kind of things that we do. So when you have a contract and you're working with a realtor, you can feel confident that all your needs are going to be taken care of. It's answered right there in your contract because we keep up with those kind of things.
Well, and TR does a good job of working with TREC too.
Yeah.
I think to make sure our forms are the best they can be and easily readable.
Absolutely.
Is that a good word?
Yeah. Easily understandable, yeah, too.
Yes,
and that's the thing. I have a really unique view on the TREC thing, too. Sometimes I think we butt heads with TREC, but we always have to think that we're doing the right thing for the consumer. And as long as we keep that in mind, we will come to a consensus of what's happening. I'm very lucky that the owner of my company is now a TREC commissioner. So again, I have an in on the TREC commission now. So not that she'll do anything, and I can't, you know, twist any arms or anything, but I have a direct line of communication with a TREC commissioner, and I know you know Avis Wukash too.
Avis is awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. And so we've got those lines of communication that we can make sure that we're all working together to protect the consumer.